from Levitz, Ben Del Datal. Yeah, so talking about after between the First and Second World War, Rav Levitz lives in Uman, him and Rabbi Yochanan Rosen, they're fighting to keep the Judaism going underground. Now, the secret police began smelling that there's very bad things though against their revolution, their revelation. What's it called? Revolution?
Revolution.
Against the, what they're running for. And the web began, the net began closing around the Levi Yitzchak. Yeah. They used to go around, they used to come around to the house, simple people trying to figure out how could it be that all these people are not working in any company, they're still alive. Where are they getting the money from? If they're getting money and it's not from the government, so it's illegal, right? That's the law over there.
They're assuming they're criminals.
They're criminals, they got money from tzedakah, shem yarachem. Okay? And how is the money of Kitzur? So they looked and looked and looked, until they got the conclusion of Levi Yitzchak is one of the most, the main people over there, which is responsible and in charge of the money, and he is responsible for supporting Shem Erachem, the Tzadikim, and not only that, and the shuls, and the cheder, and everything, right? But they weren't sure. They knew it, the money's coming from outside the country, but there's no money in the country. So where is the money coming from, and how? They're not sure, so they're waiting. Okay. They knew it's him. They knew he had the cheder. They knew he's running a mikvah. He knew he's running the whole community over there. And so they tried. They were talking to people in Uman. So where do you live from? This, without saying that they're police, of course, they were secret. But people, since the fear that they have there from the Russians already, this is 20 years after the First World War, fear they had, people didn't talk. So Levi Yitzchak in his house, they knew his household, that he's in the blacklist. And they understood that sooner or later, the horrible moment will come, and they're going to throw him into the depths, into the Soviet jail. Right. Therefore, they're even more and more careful not to even say a word. Besides the fact they send his son, of Moshe, to Tuchin to hide over there. And only the daughter stayed over there. And they had a big fear in their hearts, big worries, what's going to be. People knew that the Levi Yitzchak is under, everyone knew, all the community knew. Okay? And next week, we're going to learn about how they caught him. Bezrat Hashem.